Got to do this fast. I've only got about 3 minutes here. Major League Baseball player being brutalized by sports talk radio for taking 3 days to be with his newborn and his wife. Should he be getting that criticism? Denise in Suamico, go ahead. Denise, you there? What is going on with the phones today? People having all sorts of trouble. Do we have Barry back? Barry, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Good.
It sounds like this guy, you're going to have your family forever. You're not going to have baseball forever. It sounds like this guy values his family. I mean, this just proves, and everybody knows it, how much professional sports are just like a business. And Boomer Esiason weighs in on this issue. Oh, like his opinion means something to anybody.
Okay. To say that she should have had a C-section so he wouldn't miss any games could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Okay, that. I'll
for a reason.
Absolutely. All right, we can get one more call on this, and we do get a woman's opinion. Jessica on the road. Jessica, go ahead.
Hi. I guess I disagree with the radio guy that's, you know, give him all this beef about it. He pays his taxes. He gets paid. He pays for insurance. In their thing, they get 3 days off or whatever they want to for paternity leave. I guess if he wants to take that, why can't he?
That is, Jessica, exactly my position. Thanks a lot for calling. Major League Baseball offers it. I'm not going to criticize him for taking something that's offered. And quite frankly, there's some hypocrisy here. I and others criticized Adrian Peterson for the young child in his life. I was just going to use that quote myself. For having a child not really in his life that he fathered. This guy wants to spend time with his family, and the rules allow it. If the rules didn't allow it, I would be criticizing him. The rules allow it. Yeah, Vince Lombardi said, God, your family, and the Green Bay Packers. This guy's putting his family above his job as the rules allow. If he just said, no, I'm blown off 3 games and there wasn't a provision for it, I would have a big problem with that. But the rules do allow for it. Now, whether the rules should allow for it, you could debate forever. I don't have a problem with the 3-day. Is meant for as many baseball games as there are. Now, obviously, you could say that there could be issues. What if it happens in September and you're in a pennant race? You think he's getting heat now. He's lucky this is the beginning of the season and that the Mets probably won't be in a pennant race anyway. But if they were in late September, he'd be crucified right now. All right, I have to cut this off because I promised I was going to replay an interview with State Senator Glenn Grothman, who announced earlier today on this show, among other places, that he is running for Congress against Tom Petri. Big political development in Wisconsin. For those of you who missed it, here's that interview. We are joined now by State Senator Glenn Grothman, who is announcing today that he will be a candidate in a primary, if in fact Tom Petri and others run, for the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District. All right, you and I have talked about this. Tell us what went into your decision to go ahead and, if in fact Tom Petri runs, to primary challenge Congressman Petri.
Well, like many Republicans and many citizens in general, I've been frustrated by the progress of what's going on in Washington. Not only Washington in general, but some of the Republicans in Washington. You know, as a state legislator, so many of the things we want to do to change the state are affected by what goes on in Congress. We have an out-of-control welfare problem, for example, in which we have over time the number of people on food stamps going up exponentially compared to what was 12 years ago. Many more people on disability. And if we're going to change the culture of dependency in Wisconsin, we have to change the laws in Madison. For those people who are concerned about federal control of the schools, you look in the last 12 years as spending on schools and control of schools from a federal level has gone up. It makes it more and more difficult to do the type of reforms we want to on a state level. And while Tom Petri is a nice man, when I look at his record, he seems to be the type of guy who has gone along with this stuff in Washington, kind of gone along with the expansion of government. And quite frankly, it frustrates me because about half of my state Senate district has been in Congressman Petri's district. And I felt after 30 years, it's maybe time to give the voters a chance at a more conservative Republican from that area.
there is a perception that what you just talked about, that voters are looking for something different, that grows mostly from what is a newer portion of the 6th CD in Ozaukee County. But you've told me recently you get the sense that voters from around the district are ready for a change.
Well, right. I've represented more than just Ozaukee County in the district. When I get up to Sheboygan County or Fond du Lac County, when I talk to people from Winnebago County, from Manitowoc County, I get the same sense, a feeling that it's time for somebody new, time for a little more energy in trying to turn this country around. And we have a lot of problems in this country, not only the obvious economic problems and unemployment, but you look at the huge government debt and the huge culture of dependency, which is destroying the moral fiber of our country. And they just feel there hasn't been enough fight in all the Republicans up there, and they want to change. And after running around the district, I decided to try to be that change.
We're talking with State Senator Glenn Gerthman announcing today that he will run for the Republican nomination for the 6th Congressional District. You mentioned after 30 years it's enough. But Tom's been there a long time, and there has been the story that the suggestion by Gannett Media that he profited in stock from helping a defense contractor get contracts in his district. Any of that a factor in your mind?
It's not a factor at all. You know, if I get up there, I'd do what I could to help Oshkosh Truck as well. I mean, to me, when I'm running, it's more about the issues than any personal things along those lines. That did not enter into my decision at all. I would be doing it whether or not some of those Gannett papers were running stories on Congressman Pete Wright.
We talked about this the last go-round, congressional races. There is an unwritten pact that congressional Republicans, Reid Ribble, Sean Duffy, Jim Sensenbrenner, likely are going to support Congressman Petri if he runs. Governor Walker probably will, and you'll likely be facing the Republican machinery here. How do you respond to that? I know you have a history of a giant killing election in your past. How do you deal with that?
Well, having been in politics myself, I know how it is where you begin to put the personal over the policy. And you are absolutely right. I would expect Jim Sensenbrenner, Paul Ryan, Reid Ribble, all to come out for Congressman Petri. As I'm sure if somebody challenged Reid Ribble, Congressman Petri would come out for them. And I just hope that people view that as just, an example of where the establishment is. It doesn't bother me because I'm frustrated with the Republican establishment as well. And I think the voters of the 6th District are going to be sophisticated enough to know that when they see an ad from Paul Ryan or Jim Sensenbrenner, it doesn't mean they dislike me or don't even think that I do a better job. It's just part of a pact where all the incumbents stick together.
And final question for Glenn Gerthman. Again, he has decided to run for the 6th Congressional District. There is potentially another candidate, Dewey Strobel. He would run to Congressman Petri's right as well. Do you two risk the danger of canceling each other out, or do you just not think about that?
Well, there are a variety of people around the district who I have heard are interested in this thing. I think I am known more throughout the district. As I said, in the past, I've represented Ozaukee, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, and Dodge County, and that's certainly a big chunk of the district. I think I've spent more time in the legislature, which means more notoriety for me. I have also heard of somebody from Winnebago County thinking about it, somebody from Fond du Lac County thinking about it. And to me, all that shows is that there is dissatisfaction with the status quo and makes me more optimistic. If somebody else jumps in, somebody else jumps in. But I think my long track record will make me the clear alternative to the incumbent.
State Senator and now Congressional candidate Glenn Gerthman, as always, thanks for joining us.
Always glad to be on the show, Jerry.
That was earlier today, as you can tell because I just talked over it. That was earlier today, State Senator Glenn Gerthman, and we replayed it for you. That's big, big political story that we will be talking about for some time to come. That's it. Jason, I have no idea where we're at. That's it. Can I say goodbye? 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.